This is JIS News. Coming up, Chinese construction company to establish headquarters in Jamaica, government to explore diaspora voting, and work on access road to Riverton disposal site to be completed by September. The news in detail after this message.
We help you get there.
If you are a small business owner and you need a loan to build your business, but you just don't have enough collateral to borrow all you need, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you by guaranteeing part of the loan for you. Ask your financial institution about the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. China Communications Construction Company is to establish a regional headquarters in Jamaica. The organization, which through its subsidiary China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, constructed the north-south leg of Highway 2000, will build the headquarters in New Kingston. Construction is set to start later this year. Vice President of China Communications, Sun Ziyu, says the decision to construct the headquarters in Jamaica is a signal of the company's intention to have a major impact on both the country and the region.
We promise that we will increase and accelerate the investment in Jamaica to benefit the country and the people. Long live the friendship of China and Jamaica.
Mr. Sun notes that the building of the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was the first overseas investment for China Communications and its subsidiary CHEC, using its build-operate-transfer BOT model. He describes the project as a major milestone, noting that it will be used as a prototype for the rest of the Caribbean. The government is to examine the best practices of certain countries with a view to allowing Jamaicans living in the diaspora to participate in the voting process. This was disclosed by Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. Senator Johnson-Smith, who was speaking at the second Biennial Advancement in Education Summit in Kingston recently, said the process to achieve diaspora voting has already begun.
I have instructed that our missions in selected countries obtain, as a matter of urgency, all information pertinent to overseas voting for members of their diaspora. We will engage in consultations on the matter and will ultimately place it before Parliament.
Within this context, the government will re-establish and reconvene the Joint Select Committee of the Houses of Parliament on Diaspora Matters in order to elevate the relationship between the government and the diaspora. The Ministry of Energy, Science and Technology is working to strengthen the security of the tablets in schools program before the next phase is rolled out. Portfolio Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the measures include enhancing the capability to track the devices in the event that they are lost or stolen.
We want to ensure that the new set of tablets that we will be putting out in the hands of our children, that these tablets are so configured that we prevent the students from accessing inappropriate materials.
Dr. Wheatley was speaking in an interview with JIS News following Jamalco's Tablets in Schools presentation ceremony in Hayes, Clarendon recently. Meanwhile, the technology minister says the new board members of eLearning Jamaica, the implementing agency for the Tablets in Schools project, will be announced in short order. The Tablets in Schools pilot program targeted the distribution of 25,000 tablet computers to teachers and students in 38 educational institutions island-wide. And reconstruction of the access road to the Riverton City Disposal Site in Kingston is set for completion by September, the project being undertaken at a cost of $1.8 million with funding support from the government of Mexico, includes the construction of a concrete road leading to the site.
They are about 2 weeks behind, but the assurance is given that the project will be completed on time.
Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie made the announcement following a recent tour of the area. In the meantime, Mr. McKenzie says assistance is being sought from the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, which has responsibility for works, to repair one of the two bridges linking the access road to the disposal site. He says both bridges are needed to adequately manage the number of trucks that utilize the site. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.